WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a more peaceful night. You know that feeling when you're tossing and turning, staring at the ceiling, wishing you could just drift off? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there was a way to actually train your mind for sleep, like building a nightly routine that feels as good as a warm bath on a chilly evening? That's what this podcast is all about, helping you create those rituals, habits, and even mental shifts that lead to deeper, more restful sleep. Now, let's dive into tonight's topic. Bits. Because sometimes the best way to unwind before bed isn't scrolling through social media or binge-watching another show, it's getting lost in a good story. But hold on, I'm not talking about action-packed thrillers that keep you on the edge of your seat all night. We're going for inspiration and relaxation here, books that soothe the mind, spark creativity, and leave you feeling calm and ready for slumber. First up, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. This classic is like a cozy campfire story whispered under the stars. It's about following your dreams, embracing life's journey, and finding magic in the everyday moment. Ever feel stuck in a rut? This book will remind you that adventure is always just around the corner, waiting to be discovered. Second, we have The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. Now, this one's a bit of a self-help gem, but don't let that scare you off. It's not preachy or overwhelming, it's simply a relatable account of one woman's year-long experiment in happiness. She shares practical tips and insightful reflections on how to cultivate joy in our lives, even amidst the chaos. Trust me, reading this before bed will leave you feeling optimistic and inspired. Next up, The Midnight Library by Matt Haig. This book takes a magical approach to exploring the concept of second chances. What if you could step into different versions of your life, trying out different paths and choices? This thought-provoking story delves into themes of regret, self-discovery, and finding contentment in our present moment. It's perfect for those nights when you need a little philosophical pondering before drifting off. Speaking of dreamy escapes, The House in the Cerulean Sea by T.J. Clune is pure heartwarming magic. Imagine a whimsical island home filled with magical children and an eccentric caretaker. That's this book in a nutshell. It's a story about acceptance, finding your chosen family, and the power of kindness. This one's guaranteed to leave you feeling warm and fuzzy inside. And finally, for those who crave a little mystery and suspense, but still want something calming, I recommend The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. The psychological thriller keeps you guessing until the very end, but it does so with a sense of intrigue rather than outright terror. It's like solving a puzzle before bed, engaging your mind without keeping you up all night. Now, let me tell you about a time I was feeling burnt out and stressed from work. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and my brain felt like it was running on empty. One evening, after a particularly grueling day, I decided to escape into The House in the Cerulean Sea. That book became my sanctuary, a place where I could forget about spreadsheets and to-do lists and immerse myself in a world of warmth, humor, and pure imagination. By the time I finished reading, I felt completely refreshed and ready to tackle the next day with renewed energy. So there you have it. 5 books that are my go-to picks for bedtime inspiration and relaxation. Remember, carving out time for yourself before bed isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about nurturing your mind and soul so you can wake up feeling refreshed, rejuvenated, and ready to take on the world. And hey, if you try any of these books, let me know what you think. Share your thoughts and favorite reads in the comments section or tag me on social media. Keep those minds calm and those bodies rested, everyone. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.